thousands of Iraqi Shiites raced to Baghdad to defend it against militants of the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, who continue to capture towns and threaten the country's oil infrastructure. A potential refugee crisis is brewing amid shortages of fuel and medicine elsewhere in the country. President Obama says the situation could spread more broadly in the Middle East, but continues to limit the scope of potential U.S. involvement.
American forces will not be returning to combat in Iraq, but we will help Iraqis as they take the fight to terrorists who threaten the Iraqi people, the region, and American interests as well.
But America is shrinking from the world stage with disastrous results, according to former Vice President Dick Cheney.
We've left a big vacuum in the Middle East by our withdrawal from Iraq with a no-stay-behind agreement, by the commitment he made just a couple of weeks ago that we're going to completely withdraw from Afghanistan with no-stay-behind agreement. And they're still living back in the day when they claimed we got bin Laden, terrorism problem solved. That wasn't true then. It's even less true today.
The Iraq War remains one of America's least popular military engagements, and polls show little support for another armed U.S. intervention in Iraq. Democratic Senator Harry Reid heaped scorn on Cheney.
If there's one thing that this country does not need, it's that we should be taking advice from Dick Cheney on wars.
But many Republican lawmakers and some Democrats say the United States must consider a more muscular response to terrorist-fueled militancy engulfing the Middle East. Senator John McCain.
They will pose a direct threat to the security of the United States. I say to the critics who say do nothing and let them fight it out, you cannot confine this conflict to Iraq and Syria.
Iraq's government has requested U.S. airstrikes targeting Sunni militants, an option President Obama has neither ruled in or out. U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has said airstrikes will be of little use without what he termed a more inclusive government in Iraq. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.